Hello and welcome to our third Game of Life session. So let's begin immediately with creating our safe, sacred space, bringing our heart and mind into harmony as best we can. So just place your feet flat on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes. And with a really deep breath, just focus your attention on your heart. And now with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now just ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now, with another deep breath, simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. With another deep breath, on the inhale, focus again on your heart. And on the exhale, allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. And we ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart, all that's ours by divine right under grace. And together we broadcast out love of the highest order, healing from within to without. In deepest gratitude, amen. And with eyes still closed, we come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. And now I ask Florence's spiritual energy and that of the angelic beings of love and light to join us and create a circle of love. Archangel Michael gently takes your hand and guides you to the circle where Florence and I take your hand and complete our circle. And through the ethers of time and space, we come together as one. And now I ask an aspect of you to please step into the center of our circle. And now with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. Accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. And now once again, rejoin with hands our circle of love. And together we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet go into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And now we'll get into our class content. So this week, Florence stretches our awareness and dives deeper into bringing our three levels of consciousness into alignment. She brings awareness to the power we hold within us and our ability to manifest through us anything we want. The foundation for this chapter is more than just the power of the word. It's the power of the God part within our human grasp. Florence states, the invisible forces are ever working, for man is always pulling the strings himself, though he does not know it. Owing to the vibratory power of words, whatever man voices, he begins to attract. People who continually speak of disease invariably attract it. The body may be renewed and transformed through the spoken word and clear vision, and disease be completely wiped out of the consciousness. The metaphysician knows that all disease has a mental correspondence, and in order to heal the body, one must first heal the soul. The soul is the subconscious mind, and it must be saved from wrong thinking. This means that the subconscious mind or soul must be restored within the right ideas, and the mystical marriage is the marriage of the soul and the spirit, or the subconscious and superconscious mind. They must be one. When the subconscious is flooded with the perfect ideas of the superconscious, God and man are one. I and the Father are one. That is, he is one with the realm of perfect ideas. He is the man made in God's likeness and image or imagination. and is given power and dominion over all created things, his mind, body, and affairs. The visual Florence creates when she says, pulling the strings ourselves, opens the way to understand a new perspective of manifesting our reality. When we see ourselves as a puppet master pulling the strings of our own life, we can more clearly understand how we manifest our own life experiences. This means that we're manifesting every good and every awful situation, relationship, cash flow, everything that's happening in our lives. It also brings into play the fact that if we don't like what we're experiencing, we have the power to change it. No matter how helpless or stuck we may be feeling, we have the choice to not feel that way and create a higher outcome, no matter what chaos pit we're swimming in. So, is the default energy of your subconscious pulling your strings through whatever dominant energy is hanging out there? Or are you consciously choosing to be the highest vibration of love energy? What energy are you moving your strings with? I remember years ago when I learned that I was manifesting the awful fear-filled drama that was my life. When I learned that life wasn't happening to me, it was happening through me, that I was manifesting the drama I was drowning in through the fear within me. Talk about denial. I went into a tailspin of denial because there's no way I was manifesting all that awfulness. Oh my God, back then, my daughter and I had to hide out at times because I was afraid my ex-husband, her dad, would kill us because he had become a meth dealer, an addict. And by that point, you know, he was an addict. And meth addicts don't think past what they want in this moment. Consequences aren't a part of their vocabulary. He was using drugs, which kicked up my fight or flight response. So I was in survival mode all the time. So there was no consciously choosing my energy. I was defaulting to the fear of fight or flight that was dominant in my subconscious. I wasn't manifesting drama, pain, suffering, and despair on purpose. I wasn't manifesting any of that on purpose because who would do that? But I was manifesting my experience over and over again, creating more to be afraid of through defaulting to the dominant fear energy of my subconscious. Now, my energy wasn't making my ex use drugs. It wasn't making him be dangerous. But my energy was perpetuating the fear of what he might do. I was living at an intense level of fear, and that's exactly what my subconscious and conscious energy was focused on. Intense level of fear. And I had become an expert at manifesting more awful, fear-filled dramatic experiences of fear, pain, and despair. And when I step back and look at defaulting to fear energy in the subconscious, and studied it. If this concept were true, that I was defaulting to fear energy in my subconscious, then in theory, all I needed to do to improve my life is pull the strings another way. All I needed to do is change the focus of my energy, my beliefs, and my words to an elevated vibration of energy, like the energy of gratitude. Well, for me, that sounds easy enough. Shift my energy, change how I feel, raise the vibration of what I consciously say and what I consciously believe. No problem. I could do that. But what about the hidden beliefs and thought patterns, the fears I'd been subconsciously holding on to for years? Well, our spirit lives in a human body, and human bodies include a subconscious that is power without direction, ever listening, taking in information, and when that information is painful, we bury it and feed it anger, frustration, overwhelm, despair, and stress, and sometimes we feed it that and those things on a daily basis. Well, here's a totally different spin on the subconscious taking in information. Your cell phone listens to what you're saying, right? Well, you'll talk about something with someone, then next thing you know, that something you talked about is popping up in your news feeds and your social media feeds. And what's really unnerving is when you just thought about something. You didn't speak it out loud, and yet there it is in your feed. Well, the algorithms, they take what you said, and based on that, they lead you in a logical direction. Oh my gosh, one time I was talking with a family member on my landline, not my cell phone, on my landline, but my cell phone was sitting right there on the table next to me. And when I completed the call, I picked up the cell phone and it had typed out word for word in a full paragraph my conversation. I was shocked. And when I read my conversation on my phone screen, well, that really freaked me right out. Well, the subconscious does this too. It takes in the information and it stores it away, creating neural pathways of belief. Florence calls them subconscious records. And if the information is painful, the core of the seed that's planted is based in not being good enough in some way. And enough of those seeds, and you have a forest of feelings of not being good enough. And you know that saying, can't see the forest for the trees. Nobody gets up in the morning and thinks or says, I'm not good enough today. This is going to be an awful day, and I'm going to feel overwhelmed and a victim of terrible experiences. Nobody does that. At least, no student of Florence does that. But if we went to sleep last night worrying about the stresses of yesterday, how we got sideways with someone, or we became overwhelmed with finances, and we don't consciously choose to be a higher vibration of love energy today, then we default to yesterday's fear energy, and we set the wheels into motion to create the same awful experience today. Do you go to sleep worrying? Let's be clear. Worry does nothing to improve your life. Nothing. But that energy, that emotional charge of worry, can and will make you sick. If you haven't met your worry angel or listened to the Worry Angel webinar, I've added that to the Masterclass Central webpage. Listen to those at the first chance you get so you can get a better understanding of the truth about worry and what to do with it. And this is where your daily journal pages from the guided journals support you. It reminds you to employ your worry angel. It reminds you to focus on gratitude before you fall asleep. The upon waking journal supports you when you wake up to consciously create your day. When was the last time you got up and consciously chose what kind of day you're going to have? If you journaled in your guided journal pages this morning, it was today. But if you didn't, did you stop and think about how you want your day to flow? Or were you sucked into your day before you took control of your thoughts and emotions? Grasping this is life-changing. Something as simple as consciously choosing what kind of day you're going to have, accepting what your life is, and consciously choosing the energy you want to embody manifests through you from within to without miraculous experiences. One of Florence's affirmations is, today is a day of completion. I give thanks for this perfect day. Miracles shall follow miracle, and wonders shall never cease. What if you used the empowerment of this energy container, this affirmation, and you took the muscle behind these words farther? If you took that energy of those words to see the vision of you experiencing the joy of a miracle, the happiness and fulfilled feeling of a perfect day, the relief. What if you took the energetic vibration of these words to that level of experience, to that level of emotional embodiment? What kind of day would you have? And when you infuse your day with love, like we do in our sacred circle, holding hands with the angels and placing your day, your life, in the center of the circle and sincerely infusing it with all the love of your heart, what miracles would you attract? Florence teaches us that we have the power to heal our body. But to heal the body, we must first heal the soul. The soul being the subconscious mind that must be saved from wrong thinking. The wrong thinking she talks about is the hidden beliefs based in the fear energy that runs rampant in the background of our mind's operating system. The anxiety, frustration, anger, resentment, the despair, feelings of being a victim, betrayal, shame, guilt, feelings of not being worthy, deserving, or good enough. These feelings could be intangible or tangible. For example, you know the uncomfortable emotional charge of energy is there, but it's too scary to look at, or you don't know what to do with it. Or the emotional charge could be completely hidden, but just below the surface, bubbling like lava under a volcano, ripe to be revealed by some trigger of adversity. In chapters 1 and 2, Florence talked about aligning the three levels of consciousness. Here she brings in a new perspective as a marriage, a merger of the subconscious and the superconscious as one. The only way the subconscious and the superconscious can merge is if they're of the same energetic frequency or vibration. Now, the superconscious, it's not going to lower to the human vibration of the subconscious because it's the God part within. It's fearless. It's where Father, Mother, God, and I are one. That realm of perfect ideas, the field of potentiality that fulfills our square of life. It's a state of being that transcends our physical, analytical 3D world. This means that the subconscious must raise or elevate its vibration in order to be in alignment. But it cannot raise its vibration if it's wallowing in active fear energy of emotions like anxiety, frustration, anger, resentment, despair, feelings of being a victim, betrayal, shame, guilt, survival mode. In order for the subconscious to raise its vibration, it must transform negative thoughts and beliefs to the vibration of love thoughts and beliefs. And we talked about how to do this in the first call. And I added step-by-step guidance about resistance energy and energy breadcrumbs and infusing situations with love. Full immersion into meditation with the set intention to elevate your internal energy and sustain that elevated emotional charge rewrites neural pathways of belief or subconscious records. This state of meditation heals from deep within, and releases you from pain and suffering. This transformation of energy heals unforgiveness and sets you free, reconnecting the feeling of being whole and complete, no longer separated from the divinity within. Another way to process through, heal, and release negative thoughts and beliefs is to use the Sedona method of release. Florence teaches us to face our fears, and those fears can be negative beliefs and thought patterns that have been hidden in your subconscious for years. The Sedona method of relief supports you to face, heal, and release them. And there are five steps. The first step is to acknowledge and focus on a negative thought pattern, feeling, or belief that's been revealed. And then embrace that feeling to your heart. Pull it in. Immerse yourself in it. I know this sounds counterproductive because the goal is to release, but you're pulling the darkness of fear energy into the light of your heart space. And darkness cannot exist in the light. And it immediately begins to dissipate, that darkness, like turning on a light in a dark room. Number two, ask yourself, could I let this feeling go? And no matter what the answer is, embrace what you can still feel into your light. Number three, ask yourself, would I let this feeling go? And no matter what the answer is, again, embrace the feeling of what's left of it as best you can into your heart light. And number four, then ask yourself, when will I let this go? Now is the best answer. Do your best to embrace the original feeling again. And number five, scan your body. Do you feel that original feeling, that pain, that suffering? If you can't find it, it's been transformed. If you do still feel it, repeat these steps again till the feeling is completely gone. And I've added the Sedona Method of Release PDF to the Masterclass Central webpage, so you can download that to your devices as a separate tool. Florence teaches us in this chapter about blessing people and situations, about releasing the need to hold critical thoughts towards someone or something. She tells us that we should use our words for only three things: to bless, heal, and prosper. She doesn't mention our thoughts here, but thinking negative thoughts about someone or something holds the same power as speaking out loud. And when we evict negative thinking, thought patterns and beliefs from our brain and refuse to let them back in, life changes. With this set intention as a basis of living our life, negativity that's been hiding out in the subconscious is revealed. It's pushed forward, begging to be healed, not to punish, but begging to be healed. Like, hey, over here, look at me. Heal me so you can be free of all this pain and suffering. And when we release that, when we heal that, when we transform it, we can truly be free of it. And we want to get that energy out of our body because it is a foreign energy, an alien in our body that must be put out. You can use the breadcrumb method that we talked about in our first call, or the Sedona method of release to heal and release this energy block to be free of it, or both. However, remember, you live in a human body and you're programming your thoughts and beliefs. After taking these action steps to heal and transform negative emotional charge in the body, you can take the pain and suffering back and play with it giving it a foot back into the door of your life. Stop yourself when you learn you're doing this and repeat the action steps for healing. Now, Florence tells us that we have power and dominion over all created things, mind, body, and affairs. If we believe that the superconscious is one with God, then grasping this statement is a natural experience. We are naturally one with God. We are of the highest vibration. And for lack of a better word, we are love. Love of the highest order. Love that transcends the pain of this physical world. All we have to do is release the need to believe what we've been taught, that we're separate from God. We cannot be separate from God when God is within us. Think about it. We each have the power and dominion over our mind, body, and affairs. This doesn't mean we can control others, but when you're embodying the love vibration, you have no desire to. Having power and dominion means we have the power within us to create and live our version of heaven on earth. No matter what we have been or done, no matter what chaos is going on around us, we have the power within us to be happy. We have the power to manifest what once was a thought, a flash of energy, of excitement at being, doing, or having something. And let's get one thing very clear. Being happy is not selfish. Being happy when the world around you may be crumbling in some way, whether through situations, relationships, or experiences of others, like a war or natural disaster. Being happy holds the safe space for others to be happy too, to rebuild, to improve their lives. When we're happy, we give others hope. And that hope opens the door to possibility. And the energy of your happiness flows into Mother Earth, healing her beneath your feet. The inherent truth is, we are the vibratory force of love energy because we are one with the greater consciousness. That's how we're born, fearless, and then we're taught and programmed by life experiences to live in fear, waiting for the next shoe to drop. It's time to overcome that, fully from within to reflect without. If you're having trouble grasping that love feeling, work on embracing the feeling of gratitude. Love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, and gratitude is the human emotion that supports us to grasp it. Gratitude and the freedom of forgiveness. Florence tells us that forgiveness neutralizes mistakes, that our enemy is within, that disharmony within manifests disharmony without as our life experience. Each one of us can step back as an observer and see this truth in our own lives. The first time I saw this, when I stood back and observed, I was shocked. What the heck? How could I do this to myself? Well, the answer is simple. Because I wasn't thinking. I wasn't consciously choosing what I wanted. I was subconsciously defaulting to the dominant energy of my subconscious, and that dominant energy was my focus on my belief of how awful my life was. My enemy was definitely within me. My enemy was the intense feelings of my own fear-based emotional beliefs. And I was stuck there because of survival mode. And depending on what moment it was, that fear was resentment, anger, shame, guilt, overwhelm, stress, despair, feelings of being helpless. And all these words mean things. They mean different things. And they have an emotional charge that is harmful to the well-being of the human body and life. And they all drill down to one belief. I believed deeply at a subconscious level that I was not good enough. Look at your own life. Step back as the observer. What do you see? Observe without judgment. There's nothing you can do about the past, so look at it without judgment. You can't change the past, but you can release the pain of it, and you have the power to improve and change your present and your future. You have the power within you to reconnect with that love essence that you are, that God part within. Align and reconnect your subconscious with your superconscious. Everything you dream of, everything that makes your heart sing with joy, is possible. No matter what your life looks like right this moment. And maybe your life is wonderful. You can take wonderful to an even higher, stronger feeling of bliss. If your life is in a pit of despair, you'll see and experience changes quickly. You'll experience huge shifts of energy. Now, that's expansion. And just be aware that expansion naturally follows with a contraction. Could be big, could be small. Be aware so you can manage the fallout of it and reach out for help if you're experiencing this. Now, no matter how much I heal, no matter how much work I do, I still have more to do. I live in a human body too. And I've been a narcissist magnet all my life, and I had to learn the hard way to be free of that pain, the constant doubt, questioning myself, the undermining of self-confidence by being labeled too sensitive. Like being sensitive is a bad thing. Well, let's get clear right now. It's not. Drawing a line between what's acceptable treatment of others and the treatment that looks okay on the outside, but really leads me on a path that belittles me and guides me to believe I'm worthless, all because I want to fit in and believe I need someone else's approval. You know, people pleasing. You don't need anyone else's approval for anything. The light within you is perfect and beautiful. Accept it. The only approval you need is your own. And I want you to know that there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. You may be bruised and battered, but you're not broken. Deep inside you, you're whole and perfect. Some people can be unbelievably cruel, especially people who are in a position of trust, people who portray that they love us. They behave the way they do through their own pain. And this doesn't make it okay. Nothing makes hurtful behavior okay. Nothing. But knowing this can open the door of forgiveness. Now, please understand that forgiveness is the gift we give ourselves. Forgiveness does not condone bad behavior or mean that we're in agreement with what someone has done. Forgiveness doesn't mean awful behavior is okay. Forgiveness is about healing us. Forgiveness is about healing the pain within us and has nothing to do with anyone else. Forgiveness sets us free from the pain. Forgiveness is a transformation of painful emotional energy we hold in our body. It's releasing the need to hold to victim mentality. It's freedom from victim mindset. It's healing pain and suffering to set yourself free. And once you've achieved that healing, that forgiveness, do not go tell that person that you've forgiven them, because probably 99% of the time they don't think they did anything wrong. Again, forgiveness is a healing within you, for you. In a few short paragraphs, Florence details the power of inharmonious thoughts, words, and beliefs, how they make our bodies sick, settle in our joints, and cause us pain and physical suffering. She outlines throughout the chapter the power of aligning our energy with the highest order of love of the superconscious higher self, and how this alignment opens the way to fulfill our square of life. And that includes health, healing, renewing and transforming our body through the energetic vibration of our emotions, and having that clear vision of happiness singing in our heart. Whatever happiness looks like for you. When we transform our thought patterns and beliefs, both conscious and subconscious, to that love vibration, blessing others to have more even if they've betrayed us, sending and infusing people in situations with love, holding and embracing the joy of gratitude in our heart. That way is open to fulfill our square of life, no matter what our life looks like in this moment. It's freedom from resentment, pain, and suffering. We leave those behind in the past. And this doesn't make us a doormat. On the contrary, this empowers us to use our power. The conscious intention to ascend to the love vibration opens the way for miracles to shake loose left and right. Existing in the love vibration is our goal. Embodying that emotional charge of love. And tools that we can use to achieve this are 1, gratitude. Focusing on and embodying gratitude as our state of being. 2, awareness. Expanding our awareness to identify and acknowledge resistance energy when we feel it in our body, and following through to transform the resistance to love. And when we face this energy on our own, we get the opportunity to be free of it without some form of adversity pointing it out to us. And that's always a good thing. 3, observing or facing fear. Facing all energy that's less than love, eye to eye, strips it of its power over us. 4, consciously choose to be love. Make the conscious choice. Setting wheels into motion to create a higher outcome is as simple as consciously choosing and following through to embodiment. 5, infuse and bless with love energy. Infusing or blessing situations, people, and ourselves with love energy opens the way for that higher outcome. Okay, so let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked the truth about worry. We unpacked a deeper understanding of the superconscious and the subconscious becoming as one as a vibratory force. We explored how the true enemy is within, negative thought patterns and beliefs, and how to recognize them and what to do with them. We explored the true power we hold to bless, heal, and prosper. We learned what it really means to have power and dominion over our mind, body, and all created things. We looked at the power of the light within us to dissipate the darkness of stress, anxiety, and fear. And we learned a new way to heal and release energy belief blocks with the Sedona method of release. And we have a list of action steps we can take to actively use our power. The power of our word is the energetic emotional charge that supports our spoken word, thoughts, and beliefs. It's the feelings we feel when we're thinking and speaking. What are you feeling? Are you speaking and thinking through love or above energy? Or are your words and thoughts laced with fear in some form? Well, your homework is to state Florence's affirmation. Today is a day of completion. I give thanks for this perfect day. Miracle shall follow miracle, and wonders shall never cease. And as you think and say that affirmation to fully embody that experience, and if you can't get there, then explore why. Observe, where's that resistance energy in your body, and follow through to dissipate it. And then see the version of you experiencing the joy of a miracle, the happiness and fulfilled feeling of a perfect day. Just what would that feel like? What would it look like? Vision it and experience the feelings, the emotions. Not sure what it would look like? Embrace the feeling of it and allow your mind's eye to explore the feelings through sight. Dream, imagine, and dream big. What kind of day would you have? Share with us your experience in the Masterclass Facebook group. This is a simple action step, yet it is so powerful. As you process what we're talking about, each of these sessions, please host in the Facebook group so we can discuss, so we can answer questions, so you can get clarity. We are moving a tremendous amount of energy. Be gentle with yourself. Drink lots of water. Activate your self-care. Follow through. Now, next week, we'll dive into Chapter 4, The Law of Non-Resistance. And that completes our session.